This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a music documentary series now available in America on 4 home video cassettes. Repercussions is a 7-hour series on African and Afro-American music, first aired on Britain's Channel 4 in 1984. One of the cassettes pairs a survey of the Los Angeles rhythm and blues scene with a documentary on drummer Max Roach that features a performance by his percussion ensemble, M-Boom.
Seven documentaries in the Repercussion series stand up on their own, but taken together form a complex epic of cultural diaspora and return. Three of these hours were shot in the U.S., three in West Africa, and one in the Caribbean. Their underlying thesis is that African musical traditions, introduced into new environments, continually reinvent themselves. In the first installment, Gambian musicians play traditional string and percussion music, faintly but recognizably related to jazz and blues. In the final program, high-life musicians from Ghana incorporate major scales, electric guitars, and portable keyboards into their music. These episodes are presented with minimal narration. The filmmakers trust you to draw your own connections. Images and musical motifs may repeat from show to show, setting up patterns of theme and variation. From a jazz critic's perspective, most interesting is a portrait of the American drummer Max Roach called Sit Down and Listen, which contains a healthy sampling of his varied music. He plays solos on hi-hat and the full drum kit and appears with his 9-piece percussion ensemble, M-Boom. He plays a concert with his jazz quartet and jazz quartet plus string quartet. Roach is a great small group conceptualist as well as a great drummer. He's one of the rare jazz musicians to do something constructive with strings. On trumpeter Cecil Bridgewater's Birds Says, the Swedenborg string quartet is used like a horn, one voice threading through the ensemble. Max Roach is a courageous musician whose art has never stopped growing and an articulate champion of Afro-American culture, all of which comes across clearly in this documentary. There is a side to Roach it doesn't show. To an extent, he's plagued by the same insecurities that plague us all, and experience has taught him to be guarded. But director Jeffrey Hayden catches the private Max Roach as well as the public one. We see him attending a memorial service for his mother in rural North Carolina, where he was born. Visiting his old neighborhood in Brooklyn, where as a teen he'd punished the drums until the neighbors begged for mercy, singing at the piano in his Manhattan home overlooking Central Park. He also tells a good story at his own expense, like this one about how Charlie Parker deflated his drummer's big head back in the 40s.
I'm exclusive now. The drummer on 52nd Street, Kenny Clark, is in Europe, and Shadow Wilson's in, you know, so I got, my head was opening up. Big head, so I'd come to the rehearsals a little late. And I remember coming to one rehearsal, the Three Deuces, and Charlie Parker was sitting on the drums, and this is the first time I was introduced to what drummers now call separation. And he had a name for everybody. Since we were in the war and I wore these thick horn-rimmed glasses, I was Tojo. And he was sitting behind my drums, and he said, Tojo, can you do this? And he did a quarter note on the bass drum, a Charleston beat on the sock cymbal, a shuffle rhythm on the left hand, and the rhythm, the jazz beat, cha-cha-chang, with the right hand, all at the same time, comfortably, with a saxophone across his lap. It's impossible to do unless you practice it. So I walked up to I walked over to the stage, and I attempted to do it, and I knew I had to practice it, and it put Reed, and now he put me back to where I should be, have been all the time.
The Repercussion series portrays black musicians not as romantic outsiders, but rather as well-adjusted and well-regarded social beings. In one show, the drum and vocal ensemble in a West African village seems to be a fraternal lodge, town historian, brass band, and Greek chorus all in one. On the same two-hour tape as the Max Roach documentary is a program about the Los Angeles rhythm and blues scene, where a flute-playing religious letter carrier who lives over at the Garden Apartments turns out to be saxophone shouter Big J. McNeely. His honking and screaming marathons were among the series' dramatic high points. Britain's Repercussion series is, if nothing else, a reminder of how poorly American television, private or public, has dealt with the riches of Afro-American music. If you want to see it in the U.S., you'll have to shell out the bucks for the video cassettes. As far as I can determine, Repercussions has never been shown on domestic TV. It deserves a wider audience.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the Repercussion series distributed on video cassette by Home Vision. We're listening to Big J. McNeely. This is Fresh Air.